Okay, Chevra, we're continuing our study of Maseches Sukkah, and we are going to be learning tonight Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Do you see the Gemara on your screens? Thumbs up, that works. Okay, I'm assuming that we all see it. We'll begin with the Mishnah, the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We've encountered some of these halachos already, but we're going to be putting them together now and hopefully saying some things which we have not said before. Hirchik es ha-sikoch min ha-defanos shlosha tfachim psula. Okay, let's say the schach is three tfachim away from the walls, so then it is possible. There is a halacha that the wall has to connect with the schach. If I have air space between the wall and the schach, as you can see from my beautiful finger art, right? If I have air space between the wall and the schach, right? If you have three tefachim, then it is possible. Three tefachim, of course, is the shear of lavud, b'chol kula. That's the measurement that things are considered attached. If you have three tefachim of airspace between the schach and the walls, no good. Next halacha. Bayis shenifchas v'sikeich agabov. If I have a house that the middle of the house fell in, it collapsed, and sikeich agabov, and you put schach on top of it. So im yesh min hakotel l'sikoch arba amos psula. If you have four amos from the wall to the schach, it's going to be puzzle in that situation. So effectively what we have is if I have schach that is four amos, if I have a home, excuse me, and there is, I will draw this for you, just to show off my wonderful artwork. So let's say this is a house, right? And my house has walls and a ceiling. And there is a hole that fell in the ceiling, right? There's like a crack. And what you do is you put schach in that area. So the Mishnah says that if there is less than four amos between the wall and the schach in the middle, then it's going to be kosher. If there's more than four amos, it's not going to be kosher. This halacha is something that we've had already. It is ordinarily referred to as the rule of Dolphin Akuma, rule of crooked walls. That the halacha views it like this wall kind of goes crooked, right? And it connects to the schach, as you can see from the way I move it around. That's the simple reading of this din. However, what we will see when we get into the Gemara is that some do not call this principle Dofen Akuma. So let's continue our conversation here. Can you see the Gemara screen, by the way?
No.
No. Okay. So let's try this again. You see it now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So again, the Mishnah's first halacha is that if the schach is three tefachim away from the walls, it's no good. That means three tefachim of airspace makes it no good. Next halacha. If I have a bayis shenifchas, if I have a house and the middle caved in, v'sikei chagabov, and you put schach on top of it, im yesh min hakotel l'sikach arba amos psula. If there are four amos from the wall to the schach, it is no good. We're in the middle of the Mishnah, like four lines into the Mishnah. V'chein chatzer shehi mukefes achsadra. If you have a courtyard that is surrounded by an achsadra. It is surrounded by a portico. So the halacha also is that if the ceiling, the wall, is less than 4 amos, it is going to be kosher. More than 4 amos is not going to be kosher. Let me just read till the end of the Mishnah, and then I'll draw the picture, hopefully, of the case of a chatzar that is surrounded by nachsadra. The last case in the Mishnah is sukkah gedola shekifuha bidavar she'em mesachachin ba. If you have a large sukkah that is surrounded with something that you cannot use as schach, for example, let's say you have stuff that does not grow from the ground that goes around this large sukkah, and yesh tachtav 4 amos, psula. Again, if you have 4 amos, it's puzzle. So the first halacha in the Mishnah is a halacha of 3 tefachim, meaning if you have airspace between the schach and between the schach and the walls of 3 tefachim, then it is invalid. The next halachos are not about airspace. The next halachos are about if you have 4 tefachim between the 4 tefachim of overhang, that 4 amos of overhang, so that invalidates the sukkah. If you have less than 4 amos, it does not invalidate it. These are the halachos that we saw so far. Okay, Chevra?
Just to clarify, the first halacha of 3 tefachim, that's horizontal airspace, correct?
The first halacha of 3 tefachim is horizontal. In other words, if I have the schach and there is a gap between the schach and the wall, so then it is no good. Right? If the gap is between the schach and the wall, that is no good. Correct. That's what we call horizontal. Yeah. However, in the other cases, it's going to be okay. Now, let us go on in the Gemara. I want to share a screen about this case of the patio, portico, right? The Mishnah told us, we'll have to get the Mishnah back, but let's clear this. The Mishnah tells us that if I have a chotzer, right? I have my courtyard, and there's a bunch of homes in the courtyard. This is my house, that's your house, his house, right? All of these little lines are houses. And I have a portico, which basically is there's like a ceiling that protrudes on top of the area. So my house opens up to a chatzer, to a shared area, but that shared area is covered with a ceiling. In middle of the ceiling does not go all the way. Right, the ceiling goes part of the way, and what I do is I put schach up on the empty space between. Right, I put schach up on the empty space between the porticos, between the various ceilings. Is my artwork amazing to people? Kayla is saying not that amazing, but is it good enough that you can follow the case? Okay, so I have a portico and there is schach on top of it. So the Mishnah is telling me that if this is less than 4 amos, if the overhang, right, in the chotzer is less than 4 amos, then it's going to be kosher. This is the halacha that we have learned, etc. Okay, Azoi. Now, let's try to go back to get a Gemara again. Ay. I need someone to like give me a tutorial in how to use these machines, but I'm doing the best I can. Okay, just give me a second and then we will resume. Can you stop the screen share? Let's screen share again. Do you see the Gemara? Not yet. Okay. Okay, so we saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically has two halachos. One halacha is that there is a gap between the schach and the wall, and the other halacha is that there's no gap between the schach and the wall, but I have like some sort of overhang in all these cases, and the schach is in the middle, like our critical case, our case where the house, a case where the house has, what's it called? The roof of the house came crashing in, and you put schach in the middle. In all those cases, if it's less than four amos, it's okay. So the Gemara says, and we could pick up from Kohani Lamali. I scrolled up. It's like right at the top of the page, right where the Gemara begins. The Gemara asks, Kohani Lamali, why do you need all of these cases? Effectively, we have a bunch of cases where the measurement of four amos is the defining measurement. We have the house that the ceiling came crashing in. We have the courtyard with the portico. We also have the halacha of if I have a sukkah and there is some schach pasul, let's say some of it is mekabel tumah, that is part of the schach. So in all those cases, the measurement that's given is four amos. So the Gemara asks, Kohani Lomali, why do you need all these cases? Zok the Gemara, Tzricha. All the cases are needed. Di'i asher inam bayis shenifchas, mishum dahani mechitzos lebayis avidan. Right? In the case, the first case of the house that the ceiling caved in. So in all those cases, in that case, the walls are lebayis avidan. The walls are made for the house itself. Right? Think about it. I'm inside my room and my ceiling, excuse me, one second. I apologize for the disturbance. Basically, in the first case where I'm in my room and there are four walls around my room and the ceiling comes crashing down in the middle. So in that case, it's going to be kosher because the walls of my house are basically the walls that you intended to use. Those mechitzos were meant for that middle space. The only question is whether the ceiling is a complete ceiling or not. Aval chutzer hamukefes achsadra, dimechitzos lav laachsadra avidi. Right? It's like towards the top of this page. After I scroll, in the case of the chutzer, the case of the courtyard, that is surrounded by the portico, that the mechitzos are not meant for the portico. You see, in my room, the mechitzos are meant for the inside of my room. But over there, the house, the mechitza, right, is intended for the inside of my house. Now I'm using the outer wall of my house as the mechitza for the sukkah. So imalo, maybe it doesn't help. The ashmina hanitarati, and if those two cases help, that's because mishlin sachachan schach kasher. Because there is kasher schach that's used. About sukkah gedola, shehi kifuha bedover she'im esachachin bo. But if I have a big sukkah that you have schach that is not usable as schach, dischacha schach posohu, emot lo, tzricha. Meaning, in all the other cases that we have, in the case of the house, in the case of the portico, effectively, the ceiling material that I have is material which fundamentally is schachable, if there is such a word. That material could be used as schach. The only problem is that you put it up on top of your house and your intention is that it should serve as a ceiling. So therefore, it is considered ta'asev lo min ha'asoy. It's considered something that was not put up to be chach. So that's why it's no good. However, in the other case, in the case of the last case in the Mishnah, where the schach is something that is mamish, pasol, it is something that is invalid for schach, it is mechubar lekarka, or it is a davar that is mekabel tuma, something that really goes against all the rules of schach. So perhaps in that case, it's no good. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that in all these cases, it is still good. Okay, Chevra, so far so good?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so effectively, we have not really learned very much so far. We have one case in the Mishnah where the schach is three tefachim away from the wall. Then we have other cases where the kosher schach is distant from the wall, but so long as the area on top is less than four amos, it's going to be kosher. Zuck the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Right? If you notice, I scrolled up. So Amar Rabba should be the top of the page. Amar Rabba. Ashgach tinu l'rabbonon debei rav diyasvi v'ka'amri avir posel b'shlosha schach pasul posel b'arba'a. Rabba says that I found l'rabbonon debei rav, I found the students in yeshiva of rav diyasvi v'ka'amri, they're sitting around and they're speaking. Apparently, when they sit around and they schmooze, they're not talking about politics, and they're not even talking about sports. Instead, they're talking Torah, and they say that avir posel bishlosha, schach pasul posel ba'arba'a. They say that the halacha is that airspace invalidates a sukkah when you have three tfachim of airspace. But when you have invalid pasul schach, then it invalidates the sukkah when you have four tfachim of invalid schach. That's what Rabba said. Rabba says he found the students in the yeshiva, and they said effectively that airspace, the absence of anything, just air, is more likely to invalidate a sukkah. If you have airspace, so three tfachim will pass the sukkah. Right? That was the case that we had in the Mishnah, the first case. You have the wall, and the schach is three tfachim horizontally away from the wall, or more than three tfachim. Three tfachim of airspace invalidates a sukkah. But let's say I have posel schach. Let's say I have skewers. I have something that's attached to the ground. I have metal. I have some item, which is pasul schach. So pasul schach is less of a problem than airspace. Airspace is a problem with three tefachim. Schach pasul posel ba'arba'a. Schach pasul invalidates the sukkah with four tefachim. That's what the students in the yeshiva said. Rabba responded to them, "Va'amina luhu ana," but I told them that avir de posel bishlosha minaluhu. I said, "Okay, dudes, how do you know that avir? How do you know that airspace invalidates a sukkah with three tefachim? What's your source? Your source is Tanan. Your source is because we learned the Mishnah. The hirchik es hasikoch mina defanot." Shloshat Fachim Psula. Your source is because the Mishnah says that if the schach, again, I'm scrolling so that the area I'm reading should always be like near the top of the page. The Mishnah said that when the schach is three tfachim away from the wall, it's no good. That's how you know three. Well, if that's the case, schach pasol nami lo lifsol ella ba'arba amos. Says Rabba, one second, if you're learning from the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says that three tfachim of air is a problem, granted, given, But the Mishnah says that when you have something that's tzchach pasur, you have a ceiling, you have a portico, you have something like that, tzchach pasur, so then it's going to be pasul with four amos. That's what the Mishnah said. Meaning, Rabbah is arguing on the students in yeshiva. They say that tzchach pasul is a problem with four tzvachim, excuse me. And Rabbah says, no, it's not. Rabbah says it's only a problem with four amos. Okay, just to put things into our measurements, let's say four tzvachim is the rough equivalent of 1 foot. Four amos is the rough equivalent of 7 feet. No? That's a big difference. Rabbah is saying that if you want to prove anything from the Mishnah, so schach pasul should be a problem with four amos. The Amrili, it's like, it's funny. Like, Rabbah is reporting his conversation with the students in yeshiva. But Amrili, and they say, barmina dahi, exclude that case. Diravu Shmuel Amri Tavaihu Mishum Dolphin Akuma Nag Uba. Rav and Shmuel said that those cases, let's take the case of you have a house and there is a crack in the ceiling. The ceiling breaks and you put tzchach on the ceiling. So in that case, we say that if the pre-existing ceiling is less than four amos, it's going to be kosher. Less than four amos, it's going to be kosher. Right? So Rabbah wanted to say, oh, you see, that invalid tzchach gives you four amos. They respond, they say, no, sir. Invalid tzchach is not a din in four amos. That case in the Mishnah is a special halacha. That's a halacha of dolphin akuma, of crooked walls. You see, if I want to talk about invalid tzchach, what I really want to focus on is, let's say I have invalid tzchach in the middle of the sukkah. I have a kosher sukkah all around. I have beautiful tzchach all around, and in the middle I have invalid tzchach. That's where we have the question of tzchach pasul, how much that is. The fact that our Mishnah says that the portico case, or the case when the roof of my house comes crashing down, that in those cases you have four amos, the students in the yeshiva said those cases are not about tzchach pasul. The halacha in those cases is a different rule. Those cases, the halacha is based on dolphin akuma, nachon. Right? It's based on a crooked wall. Crooked wall is a principle that can only apply where it's right next to the wall. Here's my wall. My wall curves. It's crooked, right? But tzchach pasul, if in the middle of the sukkah I have invalid tzchach, they contend the halacha would be for tefachim. So again, we have a machlokas between Rabbah and the students in the yeshiva, and the students in Rav's Beis Medrash. Rabbah says that invalid tzchach is only a problem if you have four amos. The students in the yeshiva say invalid tzchach is a problem if you have four tefachim. The question effectively is, how do you understand our Mishnah? When our Mishnah says that the house came crashing down in the middle, if you have less than four amos, it's going to be okay. Is that a way that the Mishnah is demonstrating the rule of tzchach pasul? Is that the halacha? Or did I say no? The Mishnah over there is not talking about tzchach pasul. The Mishnah is talking about a different principle, the principle of dolphin akuma. Rabbah and Rashi comment at the bottom, right? If you want to look at the bottom two lines of Rashi, Rabbah basically says, and Rashi comments, "Deles lach taima demasnisim mishum dolphin akuma." Rabbah denies the concept of dolphin akuma entirely. Dolphin akuma is a non-existent concept according to Rabbah. The only concept, the only principle that we are invoking is the principle of is the principle of what's it called? Is the principle of schach pasol. That is what we are focused on. Rabba says the halacha is four amos. The students in the yeshiva say the halacha is four tfachim. The amin alahu. And I told them, again, they say to me that the rule is for tfachim, that the rule of invalid schach is for tfachim, and our mishnah is talking about a different rule of dofen akuma, of crooked walls. I say, Rabba says, that everything is because of, everything is based on pasul schach, and the halacha is that pasul schach is for amos. And I tell them, Ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos me arba'a, va'avir pachos mishlosha. My kshera. Let's say you have a situation where you have less than four tfachim of pasul schach, and you have less than three tfachim of airspace. So in that case, it's going to be kosher, because effectively, I have two things that might be problematic, but in both cases, I make it by the skin of my teeth. Airspace, you have up to three tfachim. So this guy has 2.9. So it's okay. Schach pasul, you have up to four tfachim. This guy has 3.9. It's okay. Right? So Rabba is kind of going with this argument. Rabba says, one second, V'amin alahu ana. I tell them, again, if you scroll up, it's the top line of the page. I tell them, Ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos me arba'a, v'avir pachos mishlosha. Let's say you have pasul schach less than 4, 3.9, and you have avir less than 3, 2.9. Mai, what would be the halacha? Kshera, it's kosher. Well, ma'uya b'shepudin mai. Let's say you fill it in with spears. What would the halacha be? So in that halacha, it's going to be pasul. V'lo yehe avir ha-posil b'shlosha kisrach pasul ha-posil ba'arba'a. He says, well, the airspace that passes by three, shouldn't that be at least like schach pasul? Let's kind of, let's try to understand what he's saying. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to close this up and do another share screen of a picture. Okay. Effectively, what we have over here is as follows. The students in the yeshiva say that schach pasul is four tfachim, right? So this is my schach pasul, right? If I have four tfachim, it's no good. If I have 3.9, it's going to be okay. Airspace that's next to it, right? This is air, beautiful, clear smog of New York City, beautiful air. So I have airspace. I'm entitled to three tfachim of this. If I have 2.9, it's going to be okay, right? 3.9, 2.9, everything is grand. Now, as a matter of halacha, we know that airspace is more of a problem than pasul schach, because airspace gives me three. Pasul schach, I only have four. Let's say I take some of the airspace and I fill it in, I add another spear right over here, right? I have one more pasul schach that I put in there. The whole thing becomes pasul, right? Because now I have more than 3.9. Now I have four. Well, Rabba says, one second, that doesn't make any sense, because it should have been more chamor when it was air. The entire time it's 2.9 over here. So that should be more of a problem, because airspace is more likely to be pasul than pasul schach. Yet when it was 2.9, it's going to be kosher. Now that I fill it in a little bit, it's going to be pasul. So Rabbi says, your argument just doesn't hold water. You're saying schach pasul is a problem with four tfachim. That can't be, because schach pasul should be less of an issue than airspace. The way we set it up, if I have more schach pasul, it's going to be a problem, less air. It just doesn't make sense. So therefore, Rabbi says, you know what? That case doesn't make sense. So remember, we are in the middle of this conversation between the students of the yeshiva and Rabbi, and all is grand. Well,
wait a minute, but quick question there, though.
Yeah.
I mean, even according to Rabbi, I mean, that's just instead of saying Tfachim, say Amos, and Rabbi has the same problem, no?
Excellent. So here's the thing. So the Gemara says, well, one second. According to you, you're not really solving any problems, because with four amot, we could have exactly the same problem. Because let's say I have a tiny bit less than four amot. I have 3.9 amot with some airspace, right? The same exact question could exist. As soon as I find the Gemara again, I will show you that this is exactly what the Gemara asks. One second. Right, the Gemara asks, again, so Rabbi has his question from 3 and 4, etc. Right? But Amin Allahu Anna, let's just read it again. I told them, we'll start from the top of the screen. I told them, Ma'ilu ikus schach pasul pachos me'arba'a, va'arb va'avir pachos mishlosha, mai ksheira. If you fill it in with the spears, then it's going to be pasul. So they tell me, right? It's right at the top of the, I scrolled up. They tell me, the avir pachos mishlosha, Mike Shera. Right, according to you, right, you have four amos. So let's say you have 3.9 amos of pasul schach, and you have 2.9 tfachim of airspace. Well, in that case, it's going to be kosher. Well, great. What about Malya Bashipudin? If you fill it in with the spears, my psula, in that case, is going to be no good. Still, lo yehe avir posel bishlosha kischach pasua posel ba'arba amos. Right? In other words, according to you, this is what Ilan said. According to you, it's exactly the same question, because you fill it in, it's going to, you fill it in, it will create a problem. How could that be? V'amin alahu. So Rab said, Rabba said, but I told them, I told them, v'amin alahu ana, hi mai, what are you talking about? According to me, I say four amos, and now I have to turn the page. According to me, I say four amos. One second. I say four amos. You see it, mishum shi'ura? You have mishum as the top word on the page? I say four amos mishum shi'ura. That's considered the measurement. The lav shi'urahu. Hi, lav shi'urahu. Kevan de lo shavu shi'urayhu lahadodi lo mitzdarfi. This case is not a shi'ur. Meaning,
Rabbah says
I, Rabbah, hold that four amos of schach puzzle creates a problem. Four amos is a shi'ur. That's the measurement. We have that measurement. It's like b'chola terekula, there are measurements. So four amos is the shi'ur. The shi'ur of airspace is three tfachim. They are two different shi'urim, and never the twain shall meet. They are two totally different principles, two totally different categories. They never meet at all. So therefore, your question that you asked about how could it be that if you fill it in with extra stuff, how could that be a problem? Well, that's not a problem because four amos and the three tfachim thing, totally different. Elo l'ditchu. De amritu shi'or mishum hafloga. Mali ispilig bischach pasol. Mali ispilig bischach pasol va'avir. Rabba says, my question really is according to you guys. You see, you guys are saying that the issue is ispilig. Ispilig means that there is separation, distance. That's what you're saying. If your issue is that you cannot have a certain amount of distance, of space, between the kosher parts of the sukkah, so if that's the case, on a fundamental level, the psul of avir and the psul of schach pasul are one and the same. Because they are both measurements of distance, of ispilig, of separateness. They're both measurements of separateness. So therefore, I have a question, Rabbah says. According to you guys, right, three tfachim and four tfachim, they are the same fundamental category, questions of separateness. So then it doesn't make any sense. How come when I add that extra spear in the middle, how could that invalidate the sukkah, right? Until now it was kasher because you have 2.9 of air and 3.9 of schach. Now that you add the extra spear, it should still be kasher. That should not be a problem. I myself hold that there's a din of four amos. Four amos is not a halacha in separateness. Four amos is a halacha in measuring space. Four amos is a significant measurement of space. So therefore, I'm going to say that the din of schach pasul, four amos, right? That's a psul. That the schach of four amos, that's a problem. It's not a halacha in separateness. Therefore, I, Rabbah, say that there is no question. Let's kind of pause over here and take some inventory of what we're up to, and then we'll try to go back to the Gemara. Effectively, what we have over here is Rabbah says that the measurement of schach pasul is four amos. The students in the yeshiva of Rav say the measurement of schach pasul is four tfachim. Rabbah understands that the students in the yeshiva are really saying that there's a halacha that the schach has to be connected to the walls. The schach has to be connected to the schach. You can't have separateness. The only thing is that the halacha has different measurements of separateness. Three tfachim is considered the measurement of separateness with airspace. Four tfachim is the measurement of separateness when it comes to invalid schach. But they are both measurements of separateness. If that's the case, Rabbah has his problem. However, when Rabbah himself will respond, Rabbah says, you know what? Four amos has nothing to do with separateness. Four amos is just a shi'ur, just a measurement. Now, of course, this kind of presents the answer to the question. And this is what Rav Soloveitchik noted in his Shiurim. The Rav said that maybe Rav's assumption that four tfachim is a din of separateness, maybe that's not correct. Maybe four tfachim is a halacha in Shiurim. You're right. Airspace, three tfachim of airspace, that for sure is a din in separateness. The degree of separation. I mean, I need some better English. But Rabba thought that four tfachim of Pasul Schach is also a din in separateness. That's not necessarily correct. Rav Soloveitchik said that the students in the yeshiva will say, no, the four tfachim measurement, that's based on a shiur, a measurement of how much Schach Pasul invalidates the sukkah. Effectively, what we're saying is that Schach Pasul invalidates a sukkah both according to Rabbah and according to the Chachamim, not because there's separation, but because it's a psul. You have Schach Pasul, that invalidates the sukkah, etc. Ilan, it looked like you had a comment.
Yeah, just that, you know, we have the four tefach measurement for other areas of halakha as well. I mean, that it's a significant reshut when you have divisions in Eruvin, in Kilayim. So, I mean, that's a standard unit. Yeah. It's not unusual.
So you're basically asking, what on earth was Rabba's Hava Amina? Right? Why was Rabba assuming that the four tfachim is a din in separateness rather than being a shi'ur? When we see that four tfachim is a shi'ur in so many areas of halacha, why would it not be a shi'ur over here? So I'm not 100% sure what Rabba was thinking, but my guess is that Rabba kind of looks up at the ceiling and he says, oh, well, the schach has got to be connected. Well, with airspace, three tfachim is considered connection. With pasul schach, four tfachim is connection. And that creates connections. And he's just like, I don't know the answer to your question. That's really what I'm saying. The Hava Amina, what Rabba was thinking, I don't know. I really don't know. And I should note that almost all the Rishonim paskin against Rabba. Almost everyone, Shulchan Aruch certainly, in Tav Resh Lamed Beis, we paskin that the din of Schach Pasol is a halacha of four tfachim, not like Rabba who says it's a halacha of four amot, and all is grand, everything is beautiful. We don't know exactly what Rabba was thinking. It happens there was one Rishon, I believe, the Baal HaItur or somebody. There was one Rishon who said that the halacha is four amos, that we follow Rav. The Ran quotes such a Rishon, but I think it's like an utterly rejected position. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. As soon as I can dig it up again. We'll go back to the Gemara in Amud Aleph, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and I want to read a Taisvis with you. Okay, just one more second. I want to read two Taisvis with you. Okay. Here. Yeah, let's make it bigger. Actually, can you see the Gemara page? Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone sees the Gemara? Okay, excellent. Now, Tosfos over here talks about avir posel. Remember, as a matter of halacha, we assume that four tfachim of pasul schach creates a problem. three tvachim of airspace creates a problem. Tosos divar maskal avir posel. Tosos basically says, kol ha-sukkah, the entire sukkah is pasul ba-avir, bishlosha, bein be-emtza, bein min hasad, right? Whether it is on the side or whether it's in the middle, three tvachim of airspace invalidates the sukkah. Schach pasul posel kol ha-sukkah ba-arba be-emtza. But pasul schach passes the sukkah. Again, I hope you can follow along. The Tosis Avir, it's like I'm scrolling up. If it's four tfachim in the middle that of Pasos Chach, that Pasos, Kigon Shu Rachok Min HaKotel Arba Amos. For example, when it is four Amos away from the wall, the Enu Yachol Levatlo Mishum HaKimas Dofen, that you can't say that the Pasos Chach is going to be okayed based on crooked walls, v'nimtza chotzeitz ben kasher l'kasher, etc. V'davka kishem maskel midofen emtza. You know what? I think I'm reading too much over here. Let's go back to here. Let's try to stop the screen shares of the Gemara, and let's just draw a picture. It might be easier if we just do pictures. Tosis develops a yesod that the halacha of pasul schach being a problem and the halacha of pasul air being a problem applies both in the middle and on the side. The only thing is that pasul schach, if it's on the side, you don't have four tzfachim. If it's on the side, you have four amos based on the rule of dofen akuma, our favorite rule of crooked walls. But let's talk about this din of airspace. Airspace invalidates the sukkah if there are three tfachim, even if the three tfachim is in the middle. Tosfos develops the yesod that the reason why three tfachim of airspace is a problem. Let's say that this is three tfachim of airspace. Until I had this airspace, what I had is a beautiful sukkah, one, two, three walls of my sukkah. Now that I have this airspace of more than three tefachim, what that is doing is that's bifurcating my sukkah, and that's making it like I have two sukkahs. Each sukkah does not have the requisite amount of walls because sukkah A only has two walls, and sukkah B only has two walls, has wall two and wall three. That airspace, that gap, makes it like they are two separate sukkot, and that's why it's going to be a problem because you do not have three kosher walls. Consequently, Tosa says, let's say I will erase A and B. Let's say I have my airspace, and my airspace of three tefachim, which is pasul air, goes this way. No? So in that case, Sukkah A is a grand and glorious and beautiful sukkah. No? Because it has three walls. One, two, three. Sukkah B is possibly also kasher. This is wild. Based on the principle of Pesel HaYotzei Min HaSukkah. We had a halacha that sukkah extensions are going to be kasher. So if I have a sukkah, let's clear the whole thing, right? We encountered this din already. Again, I could have read this whole thing in the Taisis, but I think this is going to be easier to explain just with my wonderful artwork, right? Let's say, let me clear it again. Let's say I have a sukkah, right? This is a kosher sukkah. Beautiful, schach, everything, marvelous sukkah. I have a little bit of schach that extends from the sukkah. It's not kosher over here. I only have one wall, right? Wall one goes for 20 feet, right? Wall two goes for 10 feet, but doesn't matter. Wall 3 on the other side only goes for 8 feet. This whole thing is going to be kosher. That's the rule of Pesel HaYotzei Min HaSukkah, or Psal HaYotzei Min HaSukkah. The extension of a sukkah is going to be kosher. We had this on Daf Dalet. We had this a few places. Psal HaYotzei Min HaSukkah, we'll have it again, Daf Yotes, is kosher. Taisis therefore says that if I go back to my case of when I have airspace, the airspace in is a problem because this airspace is more than 3 tefachim. But if the airspace is horizontal, so this sukkah A is still a kosher sukkah. Not only is this sukkah A a kosher sukkah, but this area could also be kosher based on the rule of Psal HaYotzei Min HaSukkah, because it's an extension of a kosher sukkah, and that can also be good. Does that resonate with people? Make sense? Now, let's go to the next stage. Let's say I have a sukkah like this. Remember, airspace of 3 tefachim is a problem. Let's say I have airspace of 3 tefachim right in the middle, but I have kasher sukkah over here, right? Kasher sukkah over here, kasher sukkah over here, right? Everything is kasher, but there's airspace right in the middle. No? From this perspective, I have 3 walls. Right, from this perspective, wherever I am, each of my checks, I have 3 kosher sukkah walls. So in that case, it's going to be kosher, even though I have 3 tefachim of airspace. The halacha of airspace that Tosfos invents, again, based on other gemaras, is it has to be avir holeich al kulo. It has to be that the airspace goes the entire way across the sukkah. And therefore, that airspace is separating the sukkah into 2 separate spaces. Now, in the case that we just created, that I have airspace in the middle, it's going to be kasher, right? Because it doesn't invalidate the whole sukkah. It's not avir holeich al kulo. Everywhere I am, I have 3 and 3 kosher walls, everything is grand, but the halacha is ein yeshenim tachtav. I can't put my pillow right under the air. Because even though the airspace is not going to invalidate the sukkah, but nonetheless, as a matter of halacha, we'll see later on, and the Tosfos quotes this over here, you're not allowed to sleep underneath that airspace. Let's go to the other case. If I have schach pasol, I have invalid schach. So we said schach pasol, if it's invalid schach next to the wall, so you have dalet amos, right? Because that's the rule of dofen akuma. But if I have schach pasol in the middle, so I have 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim, right, invalidates what? It says it's puzzle. Well, it's only going to really be a puzzle if it's also bifurcating, if it's also splitting it off so that I don't have a kosher sukkah wherever I am. If, however, I have a kosher sukkah, right? Let's say, for example, the case that we had with the airspace, right? If I have puzzle schach over here, 4 tefachim of puzzle schach. So the area outside, the area A, right, is kasher sukkah. Beautiful. This area, area B, right, perhaps is going to be kasher because it's sukkah extension. Am I allowed to sleep under this pasul schach? If it's under airspace, I'm not allowed to sleep under it. But we said that pasul schach is less of a problem than airspace. And the Mishnah Brura quotes a machlokes harishonim, a machlokes in the Raivin and the rest of Judaism, about whether you're allowed to sleep under that pasul schach. Right? So this is really a wild idea. Right? I can have a sukkah with pasul schach if it's four tefachim, so it's going to be a problem, right? But what a problem means is that this area is not good. Area A is still going to be kosher. Right? That's what emerges from the Gemara. Schach pasul will not invalidate the other stuff in this direction. Oh. Let's talk about one last taisvis, just because I like these topics. Remember, schach pasul, invalid schach, you have till four tefachim. Airspace, you have three tefachim. Let's say I have two tefachim of airspace, two tefachim of invalid schach over here, and two tefachim of invalid schach over here. What's the halacha, ladies and gentlemen? Less than three tefachim, right? As a matter of halacha, we usually treat that like lavud. Lavud means that it's connected. Well, if I connect them, so now I have four tefachim, and now my sukkah is no good, correct? Well, if I don't connect them, I have airspace. Airspace goes across the entire sukkah. Airspace should be a problem. But airspace is only a problem if I have three tefachim. So one could argue that this case is going to be kasher. Tosis is unsure. Tosis is unsure whether this case is going to be kasher because Tosis says, I don't know if I say the principle of lavud as a chumra. Less than three tefachim should be connected. If I connect these two, so I have four tefachim of schach pasul. That would be invalid. Well, that's an interesting application of lavud. Usually I use lavud if I need to build an eruv around the community, so lavud gives me a kula. To say lavud as a chumra, that's already a very difficult, that's a very difficult principle, to say lavud as a chumra. So the suffix in Taisvis is whether I say lavud as a chumra. I guess we'll have to talk about this a little bit more next time we learn the Mir Tashem, but the case of if I have two tzvachim of schach pasol, two tzvachim of schach pasol, and two tzvachim of airspace in between, there's a suffix in Taisvis, and there's a suffix in Shulchan Aruch about what the din is in that case. There's really a lot more to say about these topics, but I think we are running out of time. Any questions or comments, Chevra?
Okay. Question like this. When you say that sukkah, that space separates, is the separation on the schach or separation on the walls?
Separation is on the schach, but once the separation is on the schach, that means that the walls are no longer attached to the rest of the schach.
So that's why when you have this horizontal air of three tvachim, right? Then you cannot say that the bottom one is the extension of the top. How can you say? Because the schach is really not connected to one to the other.
The question is, with anything that's less than three tvachim, we usually assume in halacha that it is connected.
Yeah. It's just the previous case that when there was the horizontal of three tvachim and of air, right? Mm-hmm. And then you said that maybe the bottom part, which has only two walls, is the extension of the other sukkah.
Right.
Which I don't see how it is the extension if the schach is separate.
You know what? Maybe, Joseph, maybe you could stay on and I'll talk about it with you. I'm happy, anyone who wants to stay, but please don't feel a need. Thank you for coming to learn. what I think what I'm trying to say about the extension is like this. There's a halacha that there's a halacha of psala yotze min asukah. That means that sukkah extensions are okay. So let's say I have air space over here.
Right.
This area is a kosher sukkah because I have all the dimensions of a sukkah. Yeah. The airspace separates it, and it makes it like this area is not connected to these walls, right? This area, area B, is not connected. But even though area B is not connected, it could still, to some extent, be viewed like it's not completely separate. Just like if I have a case like this, that the schach, right, that's over here is considered kosher, is considered an extension of the area like up there. So here also, perhaps we could say that this area is an extension. The idea is that although there's a three tefach gap between them, right, and it would seem therefore that this is totally unconnected, you know what, let me look into this more in the poskim, and maybe we'll discuss next week. I'm beginning to understand your question. Let me look, maybe look at it more, and Blin Eden, next week we'll discuss it, okay?
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Chevra. Have a good night. Thank you for coming to learn, and
good night.
Good night.